Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line, as she does each Wednesday, Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, we witnessed to those incredible floods of tropical storms Irene and Lee. And to that issue, we have, of course, when a flood happens, warnings, siren warnings. And particularly, we're looking at Schoharie County's fix for the dam there.
Yes, Schoharie County's flood siren system. It was knocked off line by the Schoharie Creek last August, is now back up and operating, officials told us Tuesday. Emergency management officials are planning a mid-May test to make sure residents are accustomed to the sound of these sirens, which are kind of rotating in electronic sound. And they were put to the test during tropical storms Irene and Lee. Cost roughly $220,000 to repair or replace the four of the 19 sirens that line the Schoharie Valley from the Gilboa Dam north to Esperance. The sirens were installed back in 2007 to alert residents if the dam's integrity was threatened. The dam holds back about 19 million gallons of water in the Schoharie Reservoir, which is part of the New York City watershed. The system was activated back on August 28th after officials lost contact with gauges on the dam. They decided to sound the alarm in case the dam's stability was compromised. Schoharie County officials are convinced that without a doubt the sirens saved lives that day because people left their homes. The system was paid for by New York City and the repairs were paid for by New York City. Now that they're back up and operating, the county is considering revising its use. Up until now, the public has been told that the sirens are activated only if the dam is at risk of failure. But now they're thinking that high water events could be a good reason to activate them as well. You know, one of the quirks of the system is it also includes a computerized voice at the two parks in the region. That's to make sure the tourists who may not recognize the siren know that the sirens mean they need to head for higher ground.
Well, speaking of heading for higher ground or higher water, we go from sirens to warn you of the water coming to jumping in a raft and riding the whitewater.
Yeah, whitewater rafting season is getting started on the Upper Hudson River, but the river levels are far below their usual springtime highs. After a nearly snowless winter, even in the Adirondacks, the snowmelt isn't swelling the Hudson and other rivers the way it usually does. So that's leaving commercial rafting companies that guide people through the world-class rapids of the Hudson River Gorge more reliant than usual on dam releases to achieve quality rafting. And at least one company we talked to has opted not to do the early spring runs this year. The early spring runs are typically higher and more thrilling than the summer ones, which are more laid back and appeal more to families who want to take a somewhat exciting but not dramatically exciting trip down the Hudson. So far this spring has been the opposite of last year. If you remember last spring, we had a lot of rain, a lot of snow melt. That's not happening this year.
I'll stick with the family ride. Okay. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks.